Second, the other parak, Gimel Mishnah Zion, Harelai Todo Shlomit. Yavi Kevin. Somebody makes an edit to bring a Korban Toda or a Korban Shlomit, and he doesn't specify which animal he will use as his Korban. Yavi Kevin. He should bring a Kevin, the lamb, the least expensive type of animal that could be used for a Toda or Shlomit. As a Torah Benyona cannot be used for Korban Toda or Shlomit, it has to be a behemoth. And in this case, since he didn't specify which animal he will bring, he can get away with bringing just a Kevin. Pirashti min abaka, v'eni yodea ma pirashti. If somebody makes an edit to bring a Korban Toda or a Shlomit, and he specifies at the time of the neder which type of animal he will bring, and at the time he wants to bring his korban, he can't remember which animal he specified. The only thing he does remember, though, is that the animal he specified was a type of buck or type of cattle. In such a case, yavi paru para ego be'egla, he has to cover all his bases and bring all types of cattle. He has to bring an ox and a cow and a male and a female calf. He has to bring four korbanos in order to bring all types of buck, or since he doesn't remember which type of buck, he said he would bring. And this mission is going according to Rebbe also, who holds that somebody makes an edit to bring a korban katan cannot get away with bringing a korban gadol. So therefore, even if the edit that he made was to bring an ego, he can't get away with bringing a par, so he has to bring all of them. Now, even though in the previous mission, when somebody said he's going to bring a korban ola, and he said minabak, and he doesn't remember which, he only has to bring a par and an ego. And in this case, where he said he'd bring a toto or a shlomen, he has to bring a par, para, ego, ve'egla, four korbanos. The reason is because a korban ola can only be brought from a zakhar, so therefore he only has to bring a par and an ego, as opposed to a toda and a shlomen. They can be brought from an akeva also, so therefore in this case he also has to bring a para and an egla. Mina behema ve'eni yodea ma'pirasti. Somebody who makes an edit to bring a korban toda or a korban shlomen, and he specifies which type of animal he will bring. And now when he wants to bring the korban, he can't remember which animal he specified. In such a case, he has to cover all his bases and bring all types of animals. Yavi par upara, ego ve'egla, ayo v'racho, gdi ugdia, sar usira tle, vitaya. He has to bring an ox and a cow, a male, female, calf, a ram and a racho, female, a gdi and a gdia, which is a kid goat, a male and a female, a sira and a sira, a male and female goat, and a tle and a talia, a male and female lamb. And since he doesn't remember which type of animal he said he would bring, he has to bring all types of animals that could be used for a toda or shlomit. He has to bring all of these korbanos in order to cover all his bases. Somebody who makes an edit to bring a shor as a korban, he has to spend at least a month, 25 shlom, on the shor together with the nesachah, the solah, shemen, and yayin, for the minchas nesachah. This is halacha l'moshe mishina that he cannot spend less than a mana for a shor together with the nesacha. Ego. Yavihu nesacha b'chamesh. Somebody who makes an edit to bring an ego, a calf, as a korban, he has to spend at least 5 shlom for the ego together with the nesacha. Ayel. Yavihu nesacha b'shtan. If he makes an edit to bring an ayel, a ram, as a korban, then he has to spend 2 shlom on the ayel together with the nesacha. Keves. Yavihu nesacha b'selah. If he made an edit to bring a lamb as a korban, then he has to spend 1 sela on the lamb together with the nesachim. He can't spend less than 1 sela. Shor b'maneh. Yavi b'maneh chut min nesachim. If at the time he made an edit to bring a shor as a korban, he said he would bring a shor worth a maneh. In such a case, he has to spend the maneh on the shor itself besides the nesachim. Even though when he says arealai shor, he can spend a maneh on the nesachim together with the shor. But in this case, where he said shor b'mana, that the shor itself would be worth a mana, then he has to spend the mana on the shor itself, and the nesachim would be separate. Ego b'chamesh. Yavi b'chamesh chutz min nesachim. If he makes an edit that he'll bring an ego of the korban worth 5 shlom, in such a case, he has to spend 5 shlom on the ego itself, besides the nesachim, since he specified that he would spend 5 on the ego itself. Ayo b'shtayim, yavi b'shtayim chutz min nesachim. If he makes an edit that he'll bring an ayo worth 2 slum, in such a case he has to spend 2 slum of the aisle itself, besides the nesachim. Kevet b'sela, yarbi b'sela, chutz min nesachim. If somebody makes an edit to bring a kevet worth a sela, in such a case he has to spend a sela on the kevet itself, besides the nesachim would be a separate expense, since he specified that the kevet would be worth a sela. Shor b'mana, behevi shnayim b'mana, lo yatu. Somebody who makes an edit that he'll bring a shor worth of money as a korban, and he went ahead and instead of buying one shor worth of money, he bought two shores that together were worth the money. Each shore was worth half a mana, and he brought those two shores as korbanos, his not yotze, his neder. As he made a neder, he would bring a shore worth the money, not two shores that together were worth the money. Afilu zeb mana chasadiner, v'zeb mana chasadiner. Even if one of the shores was worth only one dinar less than a mana, and the other shore also was worth only one dinar less than a mana, together the two shores were worth a lot more than a mana. They were together worth almost two manas. Even so, his not yotze, his neder, as he made a neder, he would bring one shore worth a mana, and these two shores, each one, are worth a bit less than a mana. Shachar behavi lavan, lavan behavi shachar. Gada behavi kata, lo yasa. Somebody makes a neder to bring a black shore of the korban, and instead he brought a white shore of the korban, or vice versa. He made a neder to bring a white shore of the korban, and instead he brought a black shore of the korban. Or he made a neder to bring a shore gada, and he brought instead a shore kata. His not yotze, his neder. Katan, behavi gada yotze. But if he made a neder to bring a shore kata, and instead he went ahead and brought a shore gada, his yotze, as a shore gada, since it's bigger than a katan, it's included in his neder. Rabbi Oimer lo yotze. Rabbi says that even in this case, you're not yotze, and since he made a neder to bring a shore katan, his not yotze with a shore gada, he has to bring a shore katan, just like his neder.